Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present The Great Zoo of China by Matthew Riley, narrated by Rich Orlow. A quote from National Geographic. American zoos are visited each year by more than 100 million people, a number that exceeds the combined attendance of all big league baseball, football, and basketball games. A quote from a warning written on ancient maps to define an unknown region. Here, there be dragons. Introduction. From Adam Fisher, China vs. the World. Macmillan, New York, 2013. Chapter 5. China and the Power of Disneyland. It is difficult to describe just how dynamic modern China is. It is setting records that no other country can match. It builds a new city every year. Its economy is growing at rates the West can only dream about. And its burgeoning middle class grows wealthier by the month, demanding all of the products that China used to manufacture for Western consumers. And at every opportunity, the Communist Party proudly reports these achievements to the Chinese people through state-controlled media. But there is a problem. China desperately wants to be number one, the preeminent nation on earth. In the Communist Party, this passionate desire even has a name, the China Dream. But to achieve that dream, China must seize the position currently occupied by the United States of America. And to do that, it must first match America's 20th century achievements in war, in space, and in industry. It must build a powerful military. It must land a man on the moon. And it must create companies that are known worldwide.